rock and roll.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. I'm going to read you back what you heard in that last music set. We started things off with Van Halen, Everybody Wants Some, from Women and Children First, 1980. Recorded at Sunset Sound in Los Angeles, their third LP. A song so good that Richard Linklater named his 2016 film after it. We then heard Bow Wow Wow, Do You Want to Hold Me? From 1983's When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going. We then heard another song from 1983, U2's Refugee, from the War album. Speaking of 1983, Miss Christina Ginger last week did a great show dedicated to that year. You can check that out on the WFMU archives. After U2, we heard The Replacements, I Will Dare, from Let It Be. We then heard The Smithereens and their classic Behind the Wall of Sleep, from their first LP, Especially for You, recorded at the Record Plant in New York City. We then heard Killing Joke and the track 80s, a song very similar to Nirvana's Come As You Are. And we finished up that 80s college rock block with the Minutemen and their track Corona from 1985's Double Nickels on the Dime. Coming up next, Spoonie and Bad Teeth. You won't want to miss it. I'm leaving you with some Mooney Suzuki. They will be at Union Pool this Friday and Saturday, along with Toddaphonic Todd. So come on out. They're one of the most fun bands to see live. I will be there Friday night. Can't wait to see it. Let me know if you'll be there as well. Thanks to everyone who tuned in tonight. And have a great week. Adios.
for good music. This is your swinging station. We'll be right back.
welcome to the show, all you riffraff and riff randles. You're listening to Bad Teeth, and I'm your host, Spoonie! This goes out to all those sad people that don't listen to Super Tuesday.
I'm looking for a thrill. You know what I want, but I know I will get you. Yes, I do. I'm looking for someone, I'm looking for some fun. I'm on the run and I know, honey, what you got. What you got.
I dedicate this one to the Denos Park skee-ball faithful in attendance.
Thank you.
What started in Brighton ends in Hackensack. Listen to Bad Teeth on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Every Tuesday night from 8 to 9, you can find me, Spoonie, your Lady Moon, shining down that people magic. Bringing you an hour of rock and roll, sometimes soul, sometimes punk. Sometimes the heavy stuff. Or like tonight, sometimes that summer rock. I am coming to you live from Lake Killaponk. My new home, an abandoned fire watch tower overlooking the lake. I am so inspired by the lake folk that loiter on the edges and the shores, chucking bottles. These are the real dirtbags. This set's got summer on its mind. The real heads who know what to do with an M80 in an empty parking lot. When they light that thing, frogs run. They know. They're conditioned. We got a lot to talk about, you and I. It's been a second, hasn't it? It's been a couple weeks. First of all, thank you to Christina Ginger and Joey D for the first half of a fantastic Super Tuesday. Christina filling in for Frank and Queens, who seems to have tagged out. Joey D is back, but he sent Frank out for some QC of everything that Joey D did. That's how I'm reading the situation. Extra special thanks to Chris Crash, who filled in for me technically 2 weeks ago, but then the bunny went down while everyone who could have possibly done something about it was at Union Pool, including myself. So I gave that young man a mulligan, ran that show last week. It was too good. Everyone was like, oh, that was really nice of you. It was like, no, are you kidding me? Chris Crash delivered. He asked me, like a gentleman, what I wanted him to play while I was out. As if it's really my choice, honestly. And me being a contrarian jerk said, oh, you should play all third wave ska music. I didn't think he was going to understand the assignment and deliver like that. Oh, man. I didn't think he'd actually do it. He made a believer out of me. I listened to that thing, and like immediately, the lizard part of your brain that is at the wheel when you're 16 suddenly came to life and was like, oh yeah, this is fun. It was great. I suggest you go back and listen to it. I spent a couple days with At Dad. He was around the homestead checking out the Firewatch station, and we were listening to the show, and he was kind of like giving me that static of like oh, this again. Like, you didn't hear enough of that when I was a teenager. But then my daughter Constance runs in the room and is immediately just like, what's this music? It just starts dancing. I was like, oh no. Is it kids' music or does it just know how to have fun? Eh. That's for philosophers. It did dislodge a memory in my head. I remembered being at a Skank and Pickle show. No, not Skank and Pickle. It was Fishbone. I was at a Fishbone. One of the best shows I've ever seen, by the way. And I'm standing in front of the stage, and I got my shirt on, got my skinny tie, got my suspenders, and I realize I'm standing around five or six other people dressed similarly, and one of the guys looks at everyone and says, you guys skanking? You skanking? Just double checking. All right, what do we hear in that set? I didn't come here to yak. I came here to play some Lake Rock. We ended it on Hackensack with Riverboat off of the Essential Downer Rock Genocide compilation. I suggest all of you get that. Then Queen, God's Own Bright and Rock off of Sheer Heart Attack, their second LP. That was the opening cut off that. There's parts of that song that I'm surprised didn't inspire Major Religions. I don't know how you could have not lost your mind when that came out. Well, the world did, actually. Then Cherry Van Geldersmith with Silver Boy, Junk Shop Glam Rocker, released by Picnic in, I think, 74? I didn't write it down. And Susie Quattro off of her self-titled LP, Glycerine Queen, released by Rack in 1973. Then new from Goodbye Boozy, split by Ekman and Owen, Gonna Go Downtown. That's some new stuff. Me being out and being preoccupied with chasing theme shows, I've really been neglecting the new stuff lately. I'll change that around the next couple weeks. Bart and the Bratz off of a Rock and Soul Radio favorite, the LP Assorted Cuts. It was new from Big Neck. We heard the track Masochistic Pigs. Instant rocker. I suggest you check it out. Then Radio Birdman's New Race, the original version from Trafalgar. I never get it right the first time. And then we opened the show with AC/DC's Riff Raff off of Power Age, unleashed by the Corporation Atlantic in 1978. Ultimate dirtbag rock. I thought Leaving Brooklyn was going to close the chapter on dirtbags in my life, but no. You don't know dirtbags until you've seen them loitering around a lake. This one's for all of you. Alright, what do we got next? Let's continue this classic rock. This is ZZ Top with Salt Lick here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. The show is Bad Teeth, and I am Spoony.
Para hacer conciertos matinales.
We'll be right back.
Here's a song comp by LaBeat Bespoke that Cheryl doesn't have to worry about.
Loving you has been something I've never seen. Though I love you so, don't you ever go. Since you've been hanging around, oh, I've been upside down. Upside down, though I love you so, don't you ever
This goes out to Corey.
You keep me in stitches, but you don't heed the needle before you sew. There's some place you'd rather be. Honey, don't tell me, 'cause I can read between the lines. And I'm just asking for a little more time. Reconsider if it feels like a long, long while. I've got a figure in the back of my mind. There's a tragedy. It won't let me be who I wanna be. Just asking for a little more time. I used to make a fool of myself. Being good is easy since I found you. Now the cracks are starting to show. Don't know what I'm gonna do. 'Cause you can see between the lines. And I'm just asking for a little more time.
Raining Sound, A Little More Time, off of the LP A Little More Time with the Raining Sound, released by Merge in 2021, and a classic, even though it's only 2 years old. Got to see Greg Cartwright play with rock and soul boyar Dave Amels at Union Pool a couple weeks ago. That's originally why I was gone, and it was so great to see my friends so quickly after leaving the city. It was good for my brain. Got to chat with Greg for a second. He is a nice enough guy that you may have only logged a few hours with him altogether in your life, but that dude will give you the time. Oh, the nicest. Also got to see the elevator operators open. I've never actually seen them play. I've seen each of them play in all of their many different bands, but that was the first time I saw Christina, Mike, and Matt, and Frank all together. They're not allowed to play it. This is probably the only show on Super Tuesday that you're going to hear the elevator operators on, because every other, the most Super Tuesday DJs are in the band, so I make space for them. But the next day, I was going through, I was scrolling through the old Instagram timeline, and I saw, oh, Mike Sinn posted a couple of videos of the show. Oh, and there I am, front and center, in all of these reels. And then I realized, oh no, each of these things are a couple minutes apiece, and then it became like my own personal A24 horror movie where it's like, please don't do something stupid while your back is front and center to the camera. Don't check your phone. Don't pick your nose. Don't scratch your ass. Don't do any of those things. And will I? I don't know. Gotta watch it all. Fortunately, I think I acquitted myself well. At one point, I look around. I don't know how I feel about that. All right. Yeah, before the raining sound, we heard the Elevator Operators on the ground off of 13 O'Clock Records, a 45 that I picked up at the show. Then Outkast, Loving You Sometimes, from the Scabbarded Play-Doh. 1968 from Milton, West Virginia. The most happening thing in Milton, West Virginia, 1968, I'm going to assume. Then Modification, Across the Line, released by La Corrida, 1974, from Valencia. I have a lot of preconceived notions about Valencia, but no one looks chill on that 45 sleeve. Then we kicked the show off, or we kicked the set off with ZZ Top's Salt Lick from Scat! Early, I think their first 45, Stone Cold Rocker. They set the bar for themselves high. All right, everyone. That's it for the show. Do I have announcements? Of course I do. Some exciting news. This Friday, on the FMU Mothership, yours truly will be filling in for Nate Decay during Burn It Down. From 9 to 12, I'll be there. 3 hours of Spoonie. No one wants it. No one asked for it, but it's going to happen. And you're going to be there. Because, like, honestly, Friday nights, it's like you come home, you got a couple drinks at the bar, you just want to chill out. You're not really going out. But I'll be there with you, playing a couple tunes that I don't often get to play. I'm going to stretch my legs out. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. We got time for one more song. The new Upper Wilds album is finally out. Jupiter. From Thrill Jockey. This is a cut from that. And Upper Wilds have wisely integrated themselves into the WFMU community. And they know how to provide catnip to the DJs here. This track is called Radio to Forever. Stay tuned for Mike Sim with Ranking Full Stop. Oh, by the way, due to technical problems, you know, Chris Crash's show started a little late. And Mike Sim was like, really nice to let it go long, but I like to think that there was like a real ska purist tuning in and catching the last 10 minutes of Chris Crash's show and hearing like Bim Scala Bim and being like, what is this? Anyways, I hope that for all of us. This is Upper Wilds. I'm Spoonie. This was Bad Teeth. Stay tuned for Ranking Full Stop. I'll see you next week. We'll be right back.
hits just keep on coming.
More and more people hear, more and more music on
WFMU.
Let's take a trip down William Boulevard!
Hey everybody, Mike Sin here. You are listening to Ranking Full Stop on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. Thanks for joining me. It's another Tuesday. It's another Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And I am coming to you live from Studio B at WFMU headquarters, hanging out. How's everyone doing? Is everyone having a good week? Did everyone have a nice weekend? I hope so. Had a nice weekend. Had a WFMU weekend. WFMU had its pirate boat cruise, which was a premium, actually, I think, for a number of listeners who donated at a certain level. So it was cool to meet up with a bunch of listeners on a little cruise around Manhattan, see some other WFMU people, drink very expensive drinks, and enjoy some great weather. So it was a really, really fun time. So if anybody's listening who happened to be there that I spoke to, thank you. Thank you so much. All right. What else? What else is going on? Anyone hanging out at the beach? I have not gotten down to the beach in a bit. And when I say a bit, in the summer times, that means it's been more than a week. But I hope to get down there sometime this week. I know Friday's supposed to be a blazer, so probably get down on Friday. Anyway, let's get rolling now with some music. Oh, hold on, it's gonna start again. Good, there you go. All right, that bed music. All right, folks, here is a classic from Jimmy Cliff.
Show the world to make a Sweet in the stone, the reggae beat, good for your feet.